sense again, Brett?
You do. It's like we dug ourselves a hole, we got back in it, and then we had a hard time after that. I think we got down, we went on a 23-1 run. I think they went on a 24 run. And we couldn't get back in it after that.
First quarter, since the All-Star break, has really been defensively, you've given up an awful lot of points. And I know you've talked before about starting games, starting second halves. Do you see any common thread there at all, or do you...
I think that we're poor guarding our men, our own. I think, like I said at the start of it, I feel like we have to get better at just simply guarding our own men. I think that our rim protection, our block shots, you know, Nerlens lately has been down. I'm not sure we had a block shot from Nerlens. He was a little bit down with rebounding and block shots. I feel, though, it's not fair to point only to him. I think it starts with perimeter defense. And, you know, we saw flashes of that in the second half.
Do you think Nerlens is just wearing down physically a little, Brett? Do you have
a little bit. I feel like you can see that with a lot of our young guys. I think sometimes you get hit in the stomach. You know, we got to find ways to get back in it. I think the game ends up feeling long. It is long. You're not going to get a win unless you play long. And, you know, we missed Jod tonight, no doubt. But I think, you know, if you asked our guys that, they'd be better able to give you an answer. I'm not sure they'd be honest with you. But I feel that.
Brett, you guys are fourth in the NBA in points in the paint, just 28 tonight. Is that, I mean, obviously you're not going to win doing that. Is that something you got to do better at? Have you noticed that?
It's a fair question. What I noticed tonight was they are very good at packing in the paint. And in the first half, I think we shot 21 threes. There were a few poor threes, but not many. And I thought they took what the game gave them. That's what the game gives you when you play them. And so I felt like we tried to finish in areas that we couldn't or shouldn't too much tonight. That number that you just said, and you look at their block shots, I thought we played in a crowd a lot. I do think that the 23 team assists for 34 made baskets, and it was high in the third period, died after that. I thought we tried to do too much at the rim in a crowd.
Coach, you talked about this before the game, and sorry if you already mentioned this, but when you go through the season and you're going to be facing teams like the Charlottes, like the Washingtons, how can you prepare for just that extra level of, I guess, amped upness is the word, as they try to make a postseason push?
You just admit to our young guys, this is reality. This is our job. And it only gets harder, the sweeter it gets, the longer you play. I've said many times, you can put me in a room and not show me what time it is or what date it is, and you can walk into an NBA game and you can say, yup, it's November, or wow, it's May. And you feel there's a rhythm to these playoff teams. There's an urgency to the ones that are trying to get in, but there's a rhythm to the ones that I think they've won now 10 out of 12 games. And you felt that. And I think that they've experienced something different when Al was injured, where they went a different route. It wasn't just always, you know, horse Al Jefferson. They shoot, I'm told, the third most threes in the league. I think that suits them to have an inside-outside game like that. I think in Marvin they found something a little bit unique, you know, that stretch four, that mobile four that can do a lot. But you remind our guys that that's just the lay of the land. That's our world. That's our job. And you have to meet it. You have to learn how to meet that.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brett.